News and Brief at Press TV. The war in Afghanistan has taken the life of another U.S.-led foreign soldier. Press TV's correspondent says the French trooper died in eastern Kapisa province. Now the death comes only one day after a British soldier was killed in a roadside bomb explosion in southern Helmand province. Yemeni protesters have poured into the streets across the country to call for the execution of deposed ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh. Now, the protesters also demanded the dismissal of Saleh's aides and the cleansing of the government. Yemenis hold Saleh and his circle responsible for the killing of hundreds of protesters. Ireland has sunk back into recession since late last year. Official figures indicate Irish GDP shrank 0.2% in the fourth quarter of last year. Now, the new data formally puts Ireland back into a technical recession. Ireland's economy has contracted sharply in recent years, mainly due to state debt and unemployment. West African nations have condemned a coup launched by renegade soldiers in Mali. Earlier, the Malian troops stormed a state television to declare that they'd seized power to protest the government's failure to quell a rebellion in the north. Heavy gunfire echoed around the presidential palace in the capital throughout the night. Iran has voiced strong opposition to foreign intervention in Syria and called for a political solution to the year-long unrest there. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast said that Iran will welcome any plan that respects Syria's sovereignty. He also cautioned against any hasty moves to address the crisis. Hamas has blamed Israel for a severe fuel and electricity shortage in the Gaza Strip. Hamas leader says that Tel Aviv is directly responsible for the energy crisis in the coastal enclave, which has been under Israeli siege since 2007. The blockade has caused great hardships for people living there. U.S. Defense Department has threatened to sack a Marine sergeant for criticizing American President Barack Obama. Pentagon says that Gary Stein has violated a policy which bars U.S. troops from political activities. Stein says he has done nothing wrong and vows to stand against the charges. The International Atomic Energy Agency says it has started consultations with North Korea over a possible visit to the country by its inspectors. Earlier this week, North Korea announced it had invited U.N. inspectors to monitor a nuclear-free deal with the U.S. Pyongyang expelled the agency's inspectors in 2009.